USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Health may be coming soon for businesses confused about new mask guidelines. The CDC says fully vaccinated people in most cases can go without masks, but there's no way for businesses to make sure if people are fully vaccinated or not. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Good Morning America Saturday.
Over the next few weeks, you're going to see more and more explicit, granular description of what can and cannot be done.
Fauci also says there's a possibility those who are fully vaccinated may need to get a booster shot at some point, but it's still too early to know for sure. Meanwhile, COVID cases spiking in the Latin America Caribbean region. This month alone, the region accounting for almost a third of all cases, despite having less than 10% of the world's population. George Floyd's family getting a White House visit. President Biden inviting the Floyd family to come Tuesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden hoping to get a police reform bill inspired by Floyd's case passed by Tuesday, but that's unlikely. The bill's still awaiting passage in the Senate after passing in the House. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another peaceful day in the Middle East Saturday, the second day of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Egypt helping broker the ceasefire after 11 days of deadly fighting. Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the peace long-lasting. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson says President Biden can help by getting tough with Iran.
We should be using our leverage right now with the Iranian nuclear deal to negotiate on behalf of Israel right now and put a stop to this. And we should have been doing it a long time ago.
Jackson speaking to One American News recently. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. Haitians getting another 18 months in the U.S. Biden yesterday granting Haitians temporary protected status. Homeland Security says Haiti has serious security concerns, social unrest, an increase in human rights abuses, crippling poverty, and lack of basic resources. An endurance race turns deadly in China. 21 people killed during a 62-mile ultramarathon Saturday. Chinese media says when the race started, it was sunny. But as the race went on, runners had to deal with freezing rain, hailstones, strong winds, and low temperatures that led to hypothermia. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some countries worried about the new coronavirus variant from India. Here's Wendy King.
Germany is now banning travel from Britain due to concerns over a COVID-19 variant. A post on the German embassy's website said they were concerned about the variant from India. The embassy noted exceptions to the ban for German citizens and persons remaining in the airport transit area. Since March 30th, all plane travelers to Germany have to present a negative COVID-19 test taken up to 2 days prior to departure. The World Health Organization has called it a variant of concern since it may be more transmissible and resistant to vaccines. COVID-19 infections and deaths have surged in India, and the variant has spread to more than 50 countries since it was first discovered in October. According to Johns Hopkins University, Britain has more than 4.4 million COVID-19 deaths and the most deaths in Europe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A rare Einstein letter sells at auction. Dan Naraki has the details.
A letter from physicist Albert Einstein sold at auction last week for more than $1 million. Auction house RR Auctions said the letter from Einstein to Ludwig Silberstein is dated October 26, 1946, and is one of only a few examples of Einstein writing out his famous equation E equals MC squared. The winning bid, made by an anonymous document collector, was more than $1.2 million, well above the expected price of $400,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.